Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It is Columbus Day, and a lot of people enjoying a beautiful holiday. Not sure exactly how many people had to work today. For some people, it's business as usual. Want to bring in our guest, principal consultant for Gilbert Tweed, our Get a Job segment, and that would be Ken Glickman. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jack. Did I hear Gilbert and Simon and Garfunkel back there?
I think you did.
Leading in, you know?
Yes.
This is Robinson. That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, you know, as you think about it, Benjamin Braddock couldn't get a job, so, you know, maybe that's maybe there's a connection there. Let's talk a little bit about Columbus Day, first of all, and as a day for American business. What does it really mean?
Well, a lot of people don't work today.
How many? What percent would you guess are off work today, enjoying this beautiful weather, and how many people are going on business as usual?
I would say it's small. I would say 25% don't work.
Yeah. You know, I guess I consider it a holiday when the schools aren't in session.
Yeah, yeah, the schools were up, and the, let me see, was in the state, was the state working today?
I don't know.
I know federal was not because I didn't get my mail.
Not sure about the state.
Yeah.
Well, I know you were and I was, and, you know, that's kind of how we judge it.
And we still are.
Scott Eckersley, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the economy now in terms of the election and what it all means. There were a lot of election-related questions last night. Did you hear anything that would influence you in terms of helping people get a job or helping people keep a job?
You know, I think there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, I think the economy is clearly perking. I think it's really getting better. Mm-hmm. And I think people, companies are starting to feel more secure and wanting to hire. I think that is happening. Now, having said that, I don't think they are being bold enough. I don't think they are being as bold as they should be. Mm-hmm. Corporate profits are very high. There's a lot of money out there, and a lot of these companies are sitting on a lot of cash, mm-hmm. and they're not spending it to hire people. They're not taking that risk, and they really should. Now, I think we need to risk on our economy and risk on our future, because that's what's going to make this country start to hum again. Mm-hmm. Cars are selling better. Home sales are going up. I was driving some candidates around Lansing today. You know, there weren't a lot of for sale signs in East Lansing and Okemos and Hazlitt. The nice neighborhoods, there's not a lot of for sale signs. Hmm. So I think things are getting better. Now, so much of it is psychological, Jack. People to feel positive, and they have to feel that their future, not only that they've got a paycheck today, but that they'll have a paycheck by the first of the year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the holidays are coming up, and people get nervous.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the psychology that goes with this, and I think that's a very good point, Ken, because you find sometimes when people feel desperate or they're not going to be in a position to really be mobile, they tend to settle. And instead of making the most of their employment opportunities, they just keep going on with the status quo, and maybe they don't take full advantage of things.
Well, I think you're right, and I want to get back to the companies. They have to feel the same way. I mean, as I said, a lot of these companies are sitting on a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to hire people. They've got to feel more confident, and they've got to project that confidence not only to their employees but to their customers,
mm-hmm.
and saying, you know what? Things are looking good. Business is better. Let's really revel in this. And I think they're a little afraid of doing that. I think they're a little nervous about what healthcare is going to do, mm-hmm. To their companies. I think they're a little bit nervous about when the stimulus money runs out, and they don't want to take chances, and I think they should.
When you talk about taking risk. Chances and the kind of management positions that you see coming into the area, have salaries shifted to any significant degree? Are people pretty much holding the line, or do those continue to go up for executives infinitely faster than they are for the average worker?
You know, I'll tell you, Jack, it's the old style of if there aren't many candidates in that area, the prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm doing a lot of work with Michigan State and some of the higher level folks for the facility for rare isotope beams, and they are sitting on a huge project that means a lot not only to this city and this university, but to the nation and to the world. And they need these very specific research
right.
scientists.
Right.
And they're willing to pay what they have to pay, but these are hard to come by. So at that level, yeah, prices are going up. But for the salesman, where there's a million salesmen selling the same kind of thing, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Once again, supply and demand. In this case, the key component is knowledge. And if you have that, you put yourself in a great bargaining position. But I think that's true, by and large, for a lot of jobs. The more valuable you become, the more you can demand.
Absolutely. And you have to build that value. You have to really drive for it. And not only do you have to have it, but you have to convince your employer that you are valuable.
Right.
You can't take it for granted that he sees that value in you.
Right.
You have to find ways of communicating that to him.
You know, we used to hear the term suck up and brown noser and all kinds of things for people who were constantly in front of the boss or were looking to really brag on their accomplishments. But some of that is necessary, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is. And I think you really have to know how to do it. You have to be professional. But I think we take a lot of things for granted. And one of the things we take for granted is when we are doing a good job that everybody knows. You really do have to communicate that to your boss. And when it comes time for evaluation, you better have your marketing plan all set so that when you walk in the office for an evaluation, that you could really chapter and verse talk about all the things you've done and what value that has made to the company.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about things getting better, one thing we're very concerned about is, are you getting better? Are you feeling any better this week?
Hey, I sound better today, don't I?
Yeah, we want to be sure that you are up to speed, and next time you can come in the studio, we'll be able to talk about a few things here and get you back on your feet. For those who do not know, Ken has been dealing with kind of a nasty, what would you call it?
Nasty bug.
Yeah, nasty bug. Let's just call it that for a while now.
And every day it's a little better. And what I want to do next week is really spend a little time talking about that wonderful document that everybody loves, and that's the resume.
Perfect. Let's do
that. Everyone hates to write those things up, but boy, is it important. So that's next week's agenda.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Ken.
Okay, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right.